be honest, to be called up to Stalbridge to play. And obviously, I've had a very good start, and I was looking forward to the season ahead. And then obviously, I got this phone call.
And the phone call said?
I thought it was a wind-up to start with. Just turned around and said that, can I make it up to Scotland tomorrow to play in a friendly against Brentford? And then obviously from there, I was on the train. Next thing I know, I played against Brentford, scored, and I got asked to stay up and carry on my trial.
So had you given up at 23 on dreams of playing professional football?
I wouldn't say I gave up. I always hoped I would have got this chance, but obviously the older I was getting, the less chance I would have got. I knew that.
And I suppose it proves, doesn't it, the quality of footballer that can be found in non-league. You know, people can look down their noses at it, but as you're proving, you know, you're one level below the Scottish Premier League. You know, because people have their scouting networks all across Europe and Africa these days, they may be missing a few diamonds right under their noses.
Well, to be fair, there's about a dozen, maybe a couple of dozen players that, in my personal opinion, that's good enough for the step. It's just being found, I suppose, and being lucky. I think it's a lot to do with luck as well nowadays.
Yeah, and Hibernian, one level below the SPL, I mean, they are definitely a name that football fans in this country would know. You know, a big stadium at Easter Road. I've been there, lovely little ground, actually. And, you know, the kind of club you would expect to be playing in the Scottish Premier League within a season or two. And this season, hopefully, you'll get to play at Ibrox as well, because Rangers are in the Scottish Championship.
It's a bit of a jump from Sunday Park football, isn't it?
It's brilliant, brilliant.
It's something to look forward to at the end of the day, and hopefully I get that chance, and obviously the faith and the manager's had in me, and giving something back.
Well, listen, Jamie, I just want to bring in Gary Hackett, your former manager at Stourbridge. Did you honestly know, Gary, that he had it in him?
Well, Jamie's been around for a couple of years, and everybody's known about Jamie's goals around the Worcester area, and they've been phenomenal. I spoke to him in the summer and I said, Jamie, come down, give it a crack, but make sure you're as fit as possible, hit the ground running and things can happen for you. And this is where Jamie deserves a lot of credit. I know he worked throughout the summer, got himself incredibly fit, and when he turned up for pre-season, he was like a breath of fresh air for us. And his enthusiasm, his dedication, and he is a natural goal scorer. And I knew within 1 week that we had a player on our hands. Did I know he'd go into there? Scottish League with Hibernian, no chance. But he rang me up after he'd played a couple of games. We'd signed him on non-contract. And then he said, by the way, Gary, I'm going up to Hibs for a trial. And I went, wow. But again, a little bit like Stourbridge, he's gone up there. He's gone up there and he's made a massive impression. And he deserves everything that's coming to him. And good luck to him. He's got one heck of a chance.